today is Monday, the 16th of May, 2016. Hello, everyone. I'm back again, and it's been a couple of weeks, so I apologize for it being so long. For those of you who are loyal listeners, you know that a common theme on this show is getting it out on a routine basis. And I really need to do that because I know that you normally get more listeners if you're consistent, and I haven't been consistent, so I apologize. I'm doing this late again after we finished recording Dubious Intent. And I wanted to make sure that I got a podcast out. I've been, you know, I will admit that I've been doing a lot of video stuff because I started working on my YouTube channel again, which is, I believe it's Geeky Gay TV. You know, it would help if I knew my YouTube channel. But anyway, if you guys go over to youtube.com and search for Geeky Gay TV, you'll find videos over there. And the last episode that we had, I talked about the trip to Florida and the trip to South Carolina with Daniel. And I know I did a recap of that, so I won't do that again. But I've been working on, I wanted an intro to my YouTube videos. And so I was trying to learn After Effects and learn how to do, you know, 3D intros, that sort of thing. And so I did a little, you know, a first attempt at an intro. And there are going to be many iterations of that. But I was working for at least a couple of weeks on that before I could release the next video. And I thought that was going to be the last vacation video, but it turned out that I had enough footage for about 30 minutes worth of videos. And the YouTube generation, so to speak, is those kids that watch a lot of YouTube. They want them to be short. If you think about Vine or anything like that, those are all, you know, really, really, really short. But most of the YouTube videos are no longer than 5 or 10 minutes. So I split it up and I'm going to do at least one more with Alden and also with the Pod as My Co-Pilot crew. It's a very, very short. I'm still getting comfortable on camera and knowing what to say and when to say it, etc. And it's still kind of awkward. Like when we were sitting at the table, we're in this restaurant, right? And I'm trying to take video and I feel like, oh, there are all these people around me. I don't know what to say. I feel embarrassed because there are people at other tables and they are, you know, they're looking at me. And so I feel very self-conscious taking these videos. And so I'm going to cut it up, but it's going to be a very small amount of Pod as My Co-Pilot because I didn't actually record a whole lot with them. But those will be the next two on the YouTube channel. Anyway, so that's what I've been working on. And I'm also considering doing a new podcast. I talked on Dubious Intent. There's a new show called Sex Factor. And it's actually an internet TV show. And it's on sexfactor.com and also a porn site called xhamster.com. And there are going to be 10 episodes and it's 8 guys and 8 girls compete for instant porn stardom as they navigate a series of increasingly complex and explicit challenges. And I really want to do a recap show of that show. And I don't know, I'm so busy that it's hard for me to do anything that's really produced and has, you know, segments and has Dubious Intent takes me 2 or 3 hours in the afternoon on Sundays to get ready to record, to get the birthdays and the news and the contact segment, you know, the celebrity death phone calls and everything all ready for us to record on Sunday evening. And so if I do another show where I need to listen to something, I need to pull clips, I need to possibly write some segments, I need to do, I don't know, but I know those recap podcasts are really popular. And if you're doing something that has a title that someone might be searching for, then you're likely to get more listeners. And I thought, well, this would be I'm going to watch it for sure because I'm very interested to see how they do it. And it's straight, which is weird. I know a lot of people would think, oh, you know, you're gay. You're not going to watch straight porn or you're not going to watch straight, you know, naked women or whatever. But I'm really interested to see. And I actually find it kind of hot for watching a guy have sex with a girl. I don't know. I'm not really into the breasts. I mean, I'll tell you that right now, but I don't mind the bottom half. And so I can watch that. That's not a big deal, but I doubt that anyone is doing a recap show of that. And if they are, you know, it's something that people could possibly be searching for. And if they have multiple seasons, then it's something that I could possibly get more listeners for Dubious Intent and also for this podcast that I do. So I was just thinking, you know, if I have something that people would actually search for, then it would actually, they could listen to me. And if they like what I'm saying, or they like what I'm doing, or they like my style, then they might go, oh, I wonder what else he's doing, what other podcasts he's doing. And they might look. So, and because as those of you who've known me for a while know that back in my single days, or back in the days when I was with Maddie, who was my ex, we were a lot less conservative than I am now. We were all into the sex and the porn and everything else. So I think I have kind of a interesting perspective that I could bring. I even was on that amateur site for a while. And, you know, I've never been signed by a porn company or actually been on a real porno, but I certainly have done things online and been through some of the, you know, having to keep it up on camera and get paid for it and stuff like that. So I think I would have a little bit of an interesting point of view to bring to it. So you guys can, I'll let you guys know definitely if I release anything and if I put that up, and you guys can go and have a listen to it if you want to. And also, please, I want to remind you all, please subscribe to my YouTube channel. And I believe, again, I believe I'm going to get this wrong, but it's very late here. And I might have had a little bit of rum, but I'm going to look right now and see if I type in that. Yes. So if you go to youtube.com/geekygaytv, you will get to all of my videos. And the most recent one, you'll see the fantastic logo, the motion graphic that I did. And again, don't put it down. That's the first iteration. So there'll be many more iterations. So other than that, Mark and I have just been doing P90X. Oh my God. I don't know if any of you have done these workout videos, but I want to literally, I'm not even kidding. Don't be surprised if one of these episodes I come on here and I say, well, our TV has a big hole in it because I got mad at the P90X video and I put my fist through the TV. Because these workout guys, it is so painful. The things that they want you to do, this Tony Horton guy who does the P90X, the things that he wants me to do, I don't think my body was created to do that. I don't think some of the poses he wants you to get in yoga and some of the every single exercise that he wants you to do is multiple muscle groups at the same time. He wants you to do core, you know, your abs and everything along with some leg with a lunge, doing like, you know, arm stuff all at the same time. Like one exercise will have a lunge, some kind of, you know, crunch and like some kind of, it sounds like some Food Network entree. It needs to have a little leg. It needs to have a little crunch. It needs to have a little arm. But seriously, I get so mad. But anyway, we've been doing that. And that's been taking up a lot of our time because we get home from work and each one of those videos is at least an hour. And then we have dinner and then it's almost time for bed. So, and then it's back to work the next day. And, you know, and then we've been looking for a new house and also planning our trip that's coming up to Hawaii. And we've got to move. So in the next month, I have to move. I have to plan and execute the trip to Hawaii. We're going to go on a trip over Memorial Day weekend, just a couple of day trip. And I've got to get the current house cleaned up and ready for the, you know, so that we get our deposit back. So we are going to have so much going on. It's crazy. But we've been looking for a new house. And so far, we're a little bit too early. Our contract ends on the current house on June 30th. So we need to move around June 25th. And we've been a little bit, you know, I talked to a realtor and she said, well, the problem is that you, most of the rental companies around, they, once you fill out the paperwork and you, you know, do all of that, they're going to want you to move into the house within 2 weeks. Otherwise, they're not going to consider you. And so we haven't been able to actually go and seriously look at any of these houses and put in an application or anything like that because we're a little bit too early. But the scary thing is, if we wait too long and we don't find a house, we're going to be out on the street because we will not have anywhere to live. I don't know what to be living with my parents or something like that. I'm not really sure what we're going to do, but hopefully we'll find something. But this coming weekend, we're actually going to start going and looking at houses and maybe even put in an application or two. Because we really, you know, we really have to start nailing down where we're going to move. We're also, I'm going to be packing, I don't know, one or two boxes a day from now until middle of June when we're ready to move, because I don't want to procrastinate and wait till the last minute to get all that done. So I've been, every day I've been doing a little bit of cleaning on the bathroom when I take a shower, you know, rubbing my hand, rubbing the washcloth along the walls of the shower to get some of the gunk off of it, or, you know, Windexing the mirror after I'm done. Or today I cleaned a shelf, one shelf in the garage. I was like, I'm going to clean one shelf, because there's all this, I know I mentioned on the show, because we had all these mice, the garage is filled with mouse poop. And so I'm going to have to I'm a little bit scared. I want to say, I'm scared of doing this packing, because I'm afraid I'm going to pull out a box, or I'm going to pull out something that's been in the closet, like the linen closet, for instance, and I'm going to pull something out of there, and a mouse is going to like jump out and like attach itself to my face. Or there's going to be like a dead mouse in there. It's going to stink. It's going to have diseases and all kinds. Ugh, it's just horrible. But we really have to start doing it. So I'm just going to have to suck it up and get to work. I hate moving, but I will admit that I'm a little bit excited about the prospect of moving into a new house, having kind of a fresh start, maybe something a little bit nicer. Maybe we get a better location. I don't know. Those are all a possibility. I mean, there's always a possibility that it could be worse, but I like to look on the bright side and think, well, maybe it'll be a much bigger house. It'll have even a more open floor plan than the current one. The kitchen will be a gourmet kitchen. We'll have a double sink in the bathroom. I don't know, but it's going to be definitely a process, and I'll kind of keep you guys updated as we go through it. So it's scary and daunting and exciting all at the same time. And to have that along with planning a trip and going on a trip and for our anniversary, which is the one that we're going to Hawaii, and also the Pride 48 streaming weekend is going to be the weekend before we have to move. So I'm literally going to have a mixer and a microphone, record Dubious Intent, you know, whatever date and time we get for the Pride 48 weekend, and then boxing that up and moving probably a day or two after that. It's going to be crazy. So that's kind of what's been going on around here. A lot of P90Xing, a lot of looking for a new home to live in, kind of working on the YouTube channel, and really busy at work, actually. So I just wanted to give you guys an update. I'm going to do 2 episodes this week. And we may or may not get back to Top 8 Hate, but I did definitely want to release something so you guys would hear from me. And I'm doing this really, really late or early, however you want to look at it, after we hung up from Dubious Intent. So if you guys want to contact me, you can reach me. You can email me adamburns.uk@gmail.com. The website for this podcast is geekygay.com. You can listen to me on my other podcast, which is Dubious Intent, over at dubiousintent.com. And all of the stuff that I do is over at the lovely, the wonderful gay network that I'm a part of, pride48.com. So I will see you guys in a few days, because I am going to put out a couple this week. Until next time, I will see you guys later. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.